So you never became a soccer star. But you could still show out during the FIFA World Cup 2022 with cool soccer swag from Frito-Lay, the official USA snack of the FIFA World Cup 2022. Look for the Golden World Soccer Ball, then pass the ball to fellow fans for a chance to score custom swag. Scan the QR code on specially marked bags of Lay's, Cheetos, or Doritos, or visit Frito-LayScore.com to join the Pass the Ball Challenge. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of 50 USDC. 18 plus. See rules at Frito-LayScore.com.
Imagine air travel that's simple, hassle-free, and fast. That's Surf Air. Save hours on every trip. Avoid busy, crowded terminals and fly from airports closer to your home. No crowds, no long lines, no stress. With Surf Air's private flights, you're in control of your travel day, not the other way around. SurfAir.com, the most convenient way to fly. Get a free quote on your next flight at SurfAir.com. There's a better way to fly private.
When the world gets in the way of your music, try the new Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Next-gen earbuds uniquely tuned to the shape of your ears. They use exclusive Bose technology that personalizes the audio performance to fit you, delivering the world's best noise cancellation and powerfully immersive sound, so you can hear and feel every detail of the music you love. Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Sound shaped to you. To learn more, visit Bose.com.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything here on this show, including your stories. Send them to OurAmericanStories.com. They're some of our favorites. And we continue now with our Do the Right Thing series about ethical dilemmas, and it's sponsored, as always, by the great folks at the Daniels Fund. Our own Alex Cortez brings us this latest edition.
Today we hear from Brad Anderson, who was a sales clerk at Best Buy in its earliest days and grew along with it to become CEO, helping grow the company to $50 billion in annual revenue and 180,000 team members. But what Brad's most proud of are the innovations and ethics of those on the front line, like Sherry Ballard.
I think this is a good parable, sort of, for Sherry's story. Somebody I'm close with today is a good parable of what can be the best inside of business. I first heard about Sherry because we were a completely disorganized group. We basically did everything hand to mouth, and when we started to grow, we had to formalize things, and virtually nothing had been formalized up to that point in time. So we hired a division of Accenture Consulting to come in, and they did a plan, and they put a sort of order to the stores as we were growing the stores. And I went out along with two other executives to teach this new order structure that everybody would then comply with into the system. And so we went out, we spent, you know, weeks going all over the country, every store, teaching people how to do this. And then we went back to see the glories of our work. And nobody changed a thing. So I wound up hiring a bunch of psychologists led by a lady named Elizabeth Gibson, who were actually, because it wasn't the plan we needed. We actually needed, it wasn't that the plan was bad. It was that nobody had any reason to really implement it. And we did not, and so we hired these psychologists because essentially you had to change human behavior. And the only way you're going to change, we had to change the behavior at leadership levels throughout the entire organization. So they went out to, and the lead psychologist comes into my office and she says, "We've discovered this wonderful woman working for you." And I said, "Great." And, "Well, she's quitting." And why is she quitting? "She's quitting because she's had this theft ring inside a store she's managing in Michigan. And she is angry at herself and ashamed at herself that she's let this happen and therefore is quitting." And my first thought is, this woman actually has accountability. Man, she must really be great. Wow, yeah, stop her from quitting. So thank God she didn't. I mean, she was correctly self-accountable because she should have, she should have, a more experienced leader probably would have seen what she didn't see. So she wasn't a thief, but she played a role in setting the environment in which they could thrive. But the fact that she knew that she was accountable meant she could fix it, right? She was going to learn something from it. Whereas so many times when you run into that kind of situation when somebody's trying to either cover it up or won't deal with their own accountability, they're not going to change. I mean, they will recreate that same environment again because they never faced their own role in creating it. So it was like, again, so much of the time, it's the antithesis of what you think that's the truth. That her facing her responsibility for it meant, wow, somebody. It's what venture capitalists try to do. They want to find a company. They want to invest with somebody who's already had 5 or 6 failures, because they want to see that person still in the game and is learning from the mistakes that they've made, so that they're much advantaged over somebody else who's likely to make the same mistakes. Yeah, she was justified wanting to be fired. And not that long after that, she's, again, this goes to how disorderly we were, she's running our human resources department, or she's either running or high up in the human resources department. And the same psychologist comes in and tells me that the firm that has been fired by Best Buy, I said, wait a minute, we fired you? Yeah, you fired us. Who fired you? Sherry Ballard did. And so I'm sitting there incredibly grateful to these people, because unlike me, they actually got the change implemented. And they helped me find talent like a Sherry Ballard, who got promoted in the system, and she went ahead and fired him. And so I'm so angry at her. So I go railing into her office to just bang her on the head. And she fights back. I mean, ferociously fights back that her decision is the right decision. Well, I overruled that decision, but I really had respect for her when I left that room. Because even though I didn't agree with any of her logic, I knew I had an authentic human being who stood on their own principle and that I could trust. And that is somebody you can trust, who has a substance outside of just going along with every great business I've ever seen is built on that foundation.
And you're listening to Brad Anderson, the former CEO of Best Buy, talking about Sherry Ballard, who rose from store manager to being responsible for all of the Best Buy stores in America, Mexico, e-commerce, and the company's real estate strategy. And that someone like Brad Anderson would respect another executive coming at him as the boss head on and allowing the two of them to just disagree and move on. And why? Because trust. Well, that was one of the most important principles that Brad Anderson ascribed to in his new leadership role at Best Buy. And at the Daniels Fund, trust is one of the big principles in their Daniels Fund Ethics Initiative. And trust is the foundation of not only American commerce, but any relationship in the end, whether it's a marital one or a friendship. When we come back, more of our Do the Right Thing series with former executives from Best Buy here on Our American Story. Folks, if you love the great American stories we tell and love America like we do, we're asking you to become a part of the Our American Stories family. If you agree that America is a good and great country, please make a donation. A monthly gift of $17.76 is fast becoming a favorite option for supporters. Go to OurAmericanStories.com now and go to the donate button and help us keep the great American stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
Okay, so you never became a professional soccer star, but you could still show out during the FIFA World Cup 2022 with cool soccer swag from your friends at Frito-Lay. Frito-Lay, the official USA snack of the FIFA World Cup 2022, is giving you the chance to win custom swag and amazing prizes by joining their Pass the Ball Challenge. Just grab a specially marked bag of Lay's, Cheetos, or Doritos, scan the QR code, and look for the Golden World Soccer Ball. Be part of history by adding your picture to the Golden Ball. Explore the ever-growing soccer community, find friends on the ball, and receive a one-of-a-kind collectible NFT. Then pass the ball to fellow soccer fans and play daily games for a chance to score custom swag like limited edition jerseys, duffel bags, scarves, and balls. Visit Frito-LayScore.com or scan the QR code on specially marked bags of Lay's, Cheetos, or Doritos to pass the ball. And you could win amazing Frito-Lay prizes. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of 50 USDC. 18 plus. See rules at Frito-LayScore.com.
When the world gets in the way of your music, try the new Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Next-gen earbuds uniquely tuned to the shape of your ears. They use exclusive Bose technology that personalizes the audio performance to fit you, delivering the world's best noise cancellation and powerfully immersive sound, so you can hear and feel every detail of the music you love. Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Sound shaped to you. To learn more, visit Bose.com.
Imagine air travel that's simple, hassle-free, and fast. That's Surf Air. Save hours on every trip. Avoid busy, crowded terminals and fly from airports closer to your home. No crowds, no long lines, no stress. With Surf Air's private flights, you're in control of your travel day, not the other way around. SurfAir.com, the most convenient way to fly. Get a free quote on your next flight at SurfAir.com. There's a better way to fly private.
And we continue with Our American Stories and with former Best Buy CEO Brad Anderson for our Do the Right Thing series sponsored by the great folks at the Daniels Fund. In the last segment, Brad told us how Sherry Ballard tried to resign to be accountable for a failure. Our own Alex Cortez reminded Brad that he had made a very similar offer to Best Buy's founder, Dick Schultz. Let's return to Brad.
Yeah, it's pretty similar to Sherry's, actually. I never thought of it in that kind of context, but yeah, this was 1997, the beginning of 1997. And we had just had, I had to call the suppliers to say we were gonna pay them late. Because I think we were doing $1.5 billion in revenue and we made $2 million. As accounting practices were in the time, which today I'm sure he restated, we would have lost a fair amount of money, but we barely were making money and we couldn't pay our suppliers on time. It's a whole bunch of, you know, I can give you a whole bunch of excuses for it, but you know, we were not successful.
Brad wasn't going to tell us the excuses for it because he believes that ultimately he's accountable. But I managed to get the whole story out of him.
Well, the problem was, first of all, this is, Best Buy was a company. You put like this big edifice on a piece of sand, because the industry was always moving, and it was lethal. The companies, you know, like you had all these very successful, like CompUSA, the first computer retailer superstore. Hugely successful for a few years and then out of business a few years later because they couldn't adapt to how fast the industry changed. So what had happened during that particular year is with the first part of the year, the first 9 months had been great. And then this would be, very few people remember this, but Intel used to, because of Moore's Law, you know, computers were, you know, twice as fast for half the money in a 2 year span of time, that it was Gordon's Moore's Law. Well, Intel, which created Moore's Law, was producing computers that were always, we considered computers like selling, we called them bananas. So if you didn't sell it before the banana was ripe, and the margins were, you know, sometimes negative for a computer line if you sold it fast. So it was an extremely lethal industry to be in. And Intel decided, because of they're just functioning with their innovation team, that they would release a new processor in January. Well, you know, almost all the money, especially on a low margin business like us, was made in December, which meant we would be, normally if they were doing it in regular time, let's say this happened in March, we'd made sure we were out of computers starting in February. We'd be out of stock but you know, you're going, so you'll have a dip in sales for the month waiting, and then you'd have a spike in March when they introduced the new microprocessors. So you'd have these cycles, and we were thriving in the business that everybody else was failing in because we figured out how to deal with that, but not for a change in December, which meant you have no computers to sell to your customers in the month that you do 2.5 times the normal month's business and usually make all your profit. And that happened that year. So we were doing really well, but we were always in this really difficult, dangerous industry. And all of a sudden, if we had sold computers in December, it would have meant that we would have taken them all back in January when the faster microprocessor came out. So that also destroyed our cash flow. That's why we couldn't pay the suppliers. So that, I could have, as an executive, said it's not my fault, but it's my fault. I mean, I'm running that company and I'm making those choices, and we steered into that water and that's where we were.
I asked Brad, did he think that was ethical of Intel? Should they care about the ramifications on business partners like Best Buy?
If we went out of business, big deal. So, I mean, it's not their job to protect us. And their job is kind of from a customer standpoint, they were getting their new microprocessor to the market as fast as Moore's Law, as they had to beat everybody else. I actually, one of the people I most admire was the guy running Intel at the time, Andy Grove. He wrote the book, Only the Paranoid Survive, right? So he's paranoid. He doesn't want AMD to have a chance to get a microprocessor into the market before Intel does, just because he's trying to protect his retailers. Now, they did some other stuff that was a little less ethical at the time, but they're just being the animal they are. It's like, that thing about the frog riding on the back of that's the creature they were, and for their shareholder standpoint, fine, they didn't have to protect us. We'd grown the business tremendously, but not successful. So I went in to tell the founder that if I were in his shoes, I would fire me for the results. And he didn't. But I would have. So now, out of that, we became pretty successful like a year later. But I do believe in accountability.
So why didn't Best Buy founder Dick Schultz fire Brad?
For the same reason I didn't want Sherry fired, I think. Right? It's like, he's going to bring somebody else in. What I was worried about is because, Dick Schultz, the founder of Best Buy, is a moral, loyal man. I played a significant role in helping get the company where it was at, including where it was at then. Part of the reason I was saying it so directly to him is I was worried that he would not fire me for the wrong reasons. And I wanted to make sure he knew that I thought I should be fired, and I wanted to make it as easy as possible for him to do it. But I think, I'm guessing that he might not have fired me for the same reason that he, at least I was acknowledging that I owned the problem. And that if he brought somebody else in that didn't own the problem, it wouldn't necessarily have turned around as fast. A lot of people would have made a different decision in that context. And it could have been the wrong decision. But if you're framing it with a sense of morality, it you're more likely to make a good one. He said, what do we do to fix it? And I had thought about what do we do to fix it. That's where we get the other part of the story I told you about, where we had to standardize practices, and that was hiring Accenture to come in and develop new practices and then basically make the business much more scientific than it was, much more professional and scientific than it was. And that cost money to develop the plan to do that, and then we had to implement the plan. So that was those two stories are actually connected. But I do think underneath it all, you got how does he know it's going to work any more than anybody else does, right? It was an idea about how you're going to fix it. And it included a price tag that was 20 times what we earned the following year in terms of we were going to have to invest money we didn't have to fix it. So it was a real leap of faith. So not only is this guy coming in to quit, but he's got this strategy for fixing it that's expensive. And I gotta do that leap of faith to be able to. So I don't know what, you know, yeah, I hope he would have kept me fired if I didn't have a strategy to turn it around. Then he, yeah, if he didn't fire me, that would be, I'd say inexcusable. And what turned out, what we to do to fix it was, wish we'd done it a long time ago, but it worked.
And a special thanks to Alex and Robbie for their production and work on that piece. And also a special thanks to Brad Anderson, who is the former CEO of Best Buy. And our Do the Right Thing series, as always, is sponsored by the great folks at the Daniels Fund. To learn about bringing their ethics programs to your school, business, or police department, go to danielsfund.org. Our Do the Right Thing series with former CEO of Best Buy, Brad Anderson, here on Our American Stories.
Hey, it's your fave pop culture queen, Paris Hilton here with big news. I've created my very own 3D interactive world. Starting November 11th, come visit Paris Hilton's Sliving Land. It's a place full of magic, fun, and surprises, where you can hunt for hidden treasures and unlock some adorable digital outfits. I'll be there too, so be sure to say hi. Sign up now so you can join right in when Sliving Land goes live on Friday, November 11th. Check out paris.world.co today. See you there.
So you never became a soccer star, but you could still show out during the FIFA World Cup 2022 with cool soccer swag from Frito-Lay, the official USA snack of the FIFA World Cup 2022. Look for the Golden World Soccer Ball, then pass the ball to fellow fans for a chance to score custom swag. Scan the QR code on specially marked bags of Lay's, Cheetos, or Doritos, or visit Frito-LayScore.com to join the Pass the Ball Challenge. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of 50 USDC. 18 plus. See rules at Frito-LayScore.com.
When the world gets in the way of your music, try the new Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Next-gen earbuds uniquely tuned to the shape of your ears. They use exclusive Bose technology that personalizes the audio performance to fit you, delivering the world's best noise cancellation and powerfully immersive sound, so you can hear and feel every detail of the music you love. Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Sound shaped to you. To learn more, visit Bose.com.